Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice.
And you also, my friend.
We're having a very impromptu phone call, and when I was thinking about it this morning, I had the thought of thanking you for accepting my invitation to talk. And then I realized, well, I think I probably have an open invitation from you, and I finally just acted upon it.
And that would be more accurate.
So thank you.
You are welcome.
When I got in touch with Mary, I was wanting to talk to you about sort of picking up our body consciousness conversation that you had with Linda when she was here about the rejuvenation. But in particular with my Baker's asthma, which we talked about probably about this time last year. And I just have some questions about that because it seems to have returned with the same symptoms, and I'm just trying to understand what's going on with it. So could we talk about that?
Most definitely.
Since I was diagnosed with it, and we talked about me being allergic to a lot of the attachments to the baking industry, and so we talked about it some from that point, but I'm trying to also deal with it from a practical point where I keep getting these headaches that are just not only annoying, it just makes it more difficult to function, and they keep testing, trying to figure out what the physical triggers are, and they're not finding any specific physical triggers. So I was wondering if you had any practical help that would help me in the immediate time frame deal with the headaches, but also more of a long-term perspective.
Very well. First of all, I would inquire of you what your assessment has been thus far. What have you noticed thus far in this situation?
I know from a physical, what I experience physically is when I'm here at Goddess Acres or when I'm away from the facility where the baking occurs, that the symptoms go away and I feel just really good. I feel like I'm in the flow, and so energetically and physically, those symptoms go away. When I'm back in the facility, it doesn't take me any time where I sense a physical change in my body, and it's like there's something perceptible. I don't know if it's in the air or if it's in the energy, but there's something that my body consciousness or my energy responds to when I'm in that physical place.
Now, interpreting that, that information that you have expressed, and combining that with what you and I discussed previously in relation to this situation and involving attachments, and also allowing yourself to explore perhaps a beginning aspect of a possible association that may be involved, what would you express? what would you see?
Well, it's curious. I know when I think about the association with the what I perceive as the negative attachments to the industrialization of what we do as bakers, that I know I react to that, but I have an equally positive connection with being part of a co-op and what the co-op means and what the co-op's trying to do.
Very well.
Am I missing your point?
Let me express in this.
Okay.
We have discussed and somewhat established the attachment aspect. Now, when I express to you to think about a possible association, what you did in this moment was immediately move to the attachment.
Okay.
Now, an association would be different than the attachment. For remember, what is an association? An association is connected with experiences. For associations are the evaluation that you express in relation to an experience. You have an experience and you evaluate immediately in many situations without even thinking. You immediately evaluate that experience, and you assess. This experience was good, this experience.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
In some associations, are much stronger than other associations. And some associations that we have discussed previously that are generated in time frameworks before you have developed attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the time framework that is involved, that is expressed before you develop attachment, is not only when you are a small one. It is from birth through, not to, but through adolescence. You do not begin generating attachments and developing attachments until you reach adulthood. Therefore, there is not an exact age that you begin, but this time framework of approximately between, let us say, 17 and 22 of your initial years,
mm-hmm,
of existence in physical reality, you have not yet developed attachments. Therefore, you are vulnerable to experiences that threaten your genuine self or your genuine expressions, which include your genuine choices. Now, in some of those associations in which you develop an association that expressing yourself in a certain capacity is not good, these associations are held by the body consciousness in a much more surface manner. Therefore, they are much more easily and frequently triggered. And they influence your choices and your behaviors, and therefore also, to an extent, or directions, in significant manners. And they do this frequently without you even realizing what those influences are. Now, merely as a momentary experiment, considering what we discussed about your attachment with this subject, and also how it is triggered, and allowing yourself to momentarily contemplate the possibility of an association in addition to the attachment, what would you think could possibly be an association that is influencing this situation?
What comes to me is restriction. That.
And now, develop that. Be more specific. Restriction is moving in the correct direction, but it is a generalization. Now, attempt to be more specific. How are you restricted? What is restricting you?
I guess what it feels like, what is restricting me is the constraints or the parameters that I've set up that I use to guide what I do.
That is moving more specifically. Now, combine that, for you're moving in a correct direction thus far. Now, allow yourself to think of the triggers. What did you express to myself? When you are at your new home, you feel what?
I'm happy. I'm in the flow. I'm just...
When you are at home, how often are you triggered?
Seldom.
When you are at the job, how often are you triggered, and how quickly?
I mean, it's almost instantly, and it's predominant most of the time I'm there.
But now, what is the difference between home and a job?
Well, at home I have freedom of movement, that I can move about and have flexibility. What I do when and how I do it, I can. There's just such freedom.
Correct.
And when I'm at work right now, to keep me from being exposed to the flower, I'm in this little box that I'm restricted where I can go. It's an unnatural focus for me because I have to sit behind a computer. Where if I'm working at home, even doing my job that I do there, if I'm doing that job here, I can get up, which to write, I need the physical movement somehow. The physical movement helps, I don't know how to explain it, but it frees up my thinking so that I can write.
Right. Now, this is an important process that we have been engaging for. It allows you to be more specific and to actually identify and define what is occurring, what are the triggers, what are the influences, when are you not triggered, when are those influences not occurring. Now, in this also, there is another factor in relation to the association. So remember, associations that are influencing in uncomfortable manners, well, you do create associations that are comfortable. But those that you create that are uncomfortable incorporate many, many, many triggers for the same association. This is the reason that they are so affecting. For it is not one expression or one action or one situation or one aspect of imagery that creates a trigger. It is many for one association. And the longer you carry a particular association and the longer it is allowed to be influencing, unchecked, so to speak, the stronger it becomes. And the more triggers develop around it. Now, in this, let me express to you, in relation to an association, that is a personal aspect, or it involves your own experiences and your own evaluation of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Now, this can move in conjunction with attachments, and attachments can exacerbate the association. In this, when you are at home, you can move how you choose. there is no other individual expressing instructions to you. You can be productive and responsible in your home, in your own manner, with your own methods, and expressing yourself in a genuine manner that is comfortable for you. Let me ask you, my friend. There is a difference between structure and method. They are not the same. Let us interpret your subject of bread making. To incorporate the action of making bread, there is a method to be expressed in making the bread. In a bakery, there is structure and method.
Right.
You are an individual that appreciates methods and appreciates steps and appreciates order, but you are not an individual that naturally expresses structure. Pay attention to what I am expressing to you, for what I am expressing to you is also the method of discerning more specifically the association. When you can look to yourself and evaluate what you naturally do, what you naturally express, are an individual that does appreciate expressing methods, steps, order, not structure. But you have been in positions of structure throughout most of your life.
That's for sure.
You have generated experiences in which you have developed the association that structure is responsible and that in order to create method and order, it is necessary to have structure. For this is how you have explained to yourself, without thinking, but explain to yourself, why structure is necessary. it must be necessary. Therefore, there must be a reason that it is necessary. And the reason that you have developed to explain the necessity of structure in your life is that it supports method and order. That is not necessarily correct. For some individuals, it may be correct. For some individuals, it is not correct. It is dependent upon what the natural expression is for the individual. For you, structure is not natural. You are naturally more inclined to be more spontaneous. Understand that I express you appreciate method, steps, and order. That is not to say that it is always necessary for you as an individual. You like it. You appreciate it. You function well with those components, but you also are naturally not necessarily a structured individual. Look around you. Remember what I began this statement with. Order and structure are not the same. Look around you. Look at your environment. Look at your aspects of your environment. Look at the difference between your aspects of environment and your siblings. Let me express to you. Your sibling, your sister, does express much more naturally structure. This is one aspect of the two of you that is very different. She is much more comfortable and at ease with structure. You are more at ease with what you term to be flexibility, which, yes, there is an aspect of flexibility. There is also a significant aspect of spontaneity.
I can see that just in like the my openness to explore things that I just choose spontaneously, like the past life regressions and things that just I guess it seems like an impulse sometimes, but that's curious.
Action to alter your direction in relation to career is an obvious example. Your willingness to change directions very quickly and to allow yourself to fully, wholeheartedly move in an entirely different direction from what you were accustomed to is an example of your natural movement, your natural flow, what you naturally, genuinely express from self. That willingness to move in unfamiliar directions, uncharted territory, motivated by curiosity.
I definitely feel that. As a matter of fact, if I don't feel that spontaneity, then I think I get bored.
I would agree. And that, when I express to you, look around you, look at yourself, look at what you do in any situation. It could be food. A willingness to embrace or try some new food, even if you merely taste it, or allowing yourself to try a new action, or to try any expression. Look at the differences of approach in the moves that you and your sister and Kip did in moving to this new home.
I just did it.
What? Very naturally expressive planning. It is important to her to be structured. It is safe. It allows her to feel comfortable and safe to be structured. That aspect of safety is not derived in structure for you. You derive safety in relation to yourself and individuals around you. You feel safe in regard to relationships with yourself and with other individuals. She feels safe in structure.
And she functions really, and she accomplishes really well in structure.
Accomplish equally as well in a different manner. Now, in this, now, couple that association of structure is good and non-structure is not good. Structure allows method and order. Now, couple that association with the attachment, which is also structured in relation to responsibility and roles and how you are supposed to express yourself. And what have you created? You have created, initially developing an allergy. And with that allergy, you moved from that into more and more and more and more confinement of yourself.
Yes.
And the more you moved in the direction of structure, the more you physically reflect that restriction to yourself by placing yourself in more and more and more confined physical spaces.
Yes, any place, I mean, that I went to see where they're thinking about putting me next, it was just like a closet at the back of a storage area or something. I think it was just when my body just went over the top and reacting.
And how much more confined will you allow yourself to be before it is enough?
Well, I guess that's when, you know, and maybe that's the associations with roles and responsibilities that maybe I have it so weighted that I know the people I work with, that what I do and my contributions are valued, and that people like me and that I like the work. It's just, I don't know if it's me restricting myself to this structured environment, and that I don't believe that I can do this work and do it my way with what's natural to me, or if I need to just, I have thoughts that, you know, I just need to be someplace else, but I also have responsibilities, and so I think I do have that sense of knowing that this is becoming more and more restrictive. I feel that, and it's just, I don't know if I don't trust myself to know how to get out of it. I'm rambling.
What we discussed previously, when this manifestation began, We were discussing the situation, and we were also discussing you moving. And we were discussing you allowing yourself not necessarily to stop or stop your interaction with the breath. If you recall, I expressed to you then that it was not necessarily a situation in which you would need to leave that expression entirely.
Right.
I would express to you a reminder. At the time, you questioned myself, for you were expressing, how can I continue to bake bread if I am allergic to the flour?
Right. I remember.
I was expressing to you at that time, that is not the point. And allergies change. They are not set in stone. The reason they change is that they are reactions of the body consciousness to whatever you are doing that you are uncomfortable with.
So it's the structure that I'm
allergies are interesting manifestations. They are very interesting manifestations. They are always reactions. And in that, I express to you at that time, it is not the bread that you are allergic to. It is the attachment that's creating this situation. When you couple the attachment with the association in relation to structure, you have created quite an explosive situation. And you have created a dynamic in which there are countless triggers. Now, I also expressed to you at that time that you could what you want and you could do what you love to do outside of that structure and be successful. But the association is what is creating the significant obstacle. For the association is expressing structure is necessary. Therefore, it influences your choices. If structure is necessary, you must continue to be engaging an outside job.
Right.
Structure is necessary. If that is important, and you cannot trust yourself, okay, what you want in the manner that you want, allowing your own spontaneity and curiosity, you cannot trust that. It will not allow you to be successful.
Wow.
It's not that aspect of structure, you will fail. Therefore, this is a very influencing association. How it influences you is it prevents you from expressing yourself genuinely and moving to that freedom that you so very much desire. And that express you much. So I would actually be congratulating you.
Really?
But you have created an expression of generating these influences to be so obvious and so obviously affecting in such an extreme manner that you have pushed yourself to a point of intolerable.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Let me express to you, intolerable is not always necessarily bad, for it is very motivating.
Well, that's for sure. But, and it feels like that my relationship with my body consciousness is, the relationship is really deepening, and I had wondered if it was just like, now that we're communicating more two-way communications, if she's just going to speak to me very loudly when I'm not listening.
Yes. The more you expand, the more you become aware, the more obvious and the louder all of your signals will be, and the more immediate.
And in one way that's good, but in another way it's kind of scary.
My friends, why did you move?
Because of the bakery studio. Is that what you mean?
Why did you move if you were not intending to allow your freedom?
That's a good question.
Why was it so important for you to generate this move if you would not use it?
So that's a very important question. It's just that trust, just trusting that. And you're so right about the structure. It's when I think about the studio bakery and I start trying to map structure on it. And I remember Chuck used to want me to explain how all of that would feel. And it's when I get into that mindset, then it stops the flow. It stops that just knowing that the method's there. And I know it, and I know I can learn it, but when I start trying to structure it, it changes. It changes how it feels. It changes my confidence.
Right, or it stifles your creativity.
But I had never thought of it as being okay. That, because it's not. It's not what I've encountered in my work and in my life. I've been in very structured environments and have adapted to it.
Why did you move to this new location with your sibling?
Oh, because her structure complements it.
Yes, because you complement each other, which we discussed when you were entertaining this idea of this new direction. The reason you chose to generate this move together was not only because you love each other or that you like each other. A very significant reason was that you complement each other. Let her express the structure. Let you express the creativity.
Wow. I hadn't thought of it in that way. Because sometimes it feels like being different is not being responsible.
And in her perception, she expresses structure naturally and discounts herself that she is not spontaneous enough.
You're right, she does. How funny we are.
I would express, this is the point. You complement each other. What you do not express naturally, she does. What she does not express naturally, you do. And together, you express a very genuine compliment with each other.
That's curious. Well, then, for her to, one thing that she's working with right now is how does she move here, then her natural path will just to be to do it within the structure that she's comfortable with.
Yes.
That it will take time, there'll be the process, and it will happen in that way. And she gets frustrated sometimes, I think, because it doesn't happen like she sees me just do it, and then...
Correct. That is not a natural direction for her. And that is not safe and comfortable for her. Structure is safe and comfortable for her. And allowing herself to move in that natural expression generates much more ease. The reason that she is not generating ease is that she fights it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as you do not generate an ease, for structure is not natural to you, and it's that.
Well, that's just a lot to think about. So, I mean, you're right. My situation has just become where I can't ignore it. So, this is,
and this extends beyond your employment. Let me express to you, my dear friend. Look at this in other directions also. Remember, all that you do is interconnected. And patients have many, many, many triggers. Not only one trigger. Therefore,
we have a dog visiting Colleen. I'm moving upstairs. The dog's name is Lulu. I figure she must have some of Linda's energy in her. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm just trying to get away from the... Well, I can see that in relationships, like our romantic relationships, and that we have...
Yes. Allow yourself to evaluate and contemplate relationships and relationships with other individuals, relationships in romantic capacities. But in that, allow yourself to evaluate how is this being expressed, and what is being expressed. What is your concern in your present relationship?
Good question. I think my concern has been, I think how I said it to him once was he just didn't seem that into me. And thinking about it, in what you just said, it seems like I do want to be able to express myself spontaneously, and that probably that's not as natural to him, and because he's not expressing that way to me, I interpret it as meaning something that maybe it doesn't.
You see how he expresses in structure?
Yeah, I do.
He expresses very much in structure.
Yes, you're right.
That is not complementary to you.
Right.
Or it does not flow with you.
The difference is strong enough that I definitely feel it. But is it because the difference is so much that he and I are not compliments, where Linda expresses it but it's in a way that we do feel complimentary.
And also, there is an aspect you interact with and respond to individuals that are potential partners differently than you do with a sibling. Therefore, the expression of the relationship expresses different components than what you would express with an individual that you are romantically involved with, or that you are moving in a potential partnership with. Therefore, that aspect of structure with an individual as a potential partner would be acceptable and potentially complementary if the individual expressed structure only in a manner to be suggestive or helpful to you.
I can see that.
But not in a capacity in which you are required to adhere to the structure.
Right.
Only as a suggestion.
That makes sense. Okay, this guy that I'm seeing, is he the missing sibling from our Guinness family? Edward is the last one we hadn't found?
No.
No. Okay. How many focuses have I shared with him?
36.
Okay. Well, this has all been very, very interesting. It sounds like I have to get my life back on the path I want for it.
I would express your life is not off the path.
You know, what was really curious, I'm working with a really nice asthma doctor, and just because the way things have played out, one of the things he's asked me to do is to start making bread at home. Isn't that funny?
And there are no coincidences or accidents.
I thought you would appreciate the humor and irony of that.
And I appreciate the validation also.
Yes. I should have told him, I said, well, Elias told me that over a year ago and I just didn't listen. Well, thank you so much for the conversation.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. As always, I express tremendous encouragement to you. And know that you are moving significantly. Are accomplishing. Regardless that you think you are not, you are.
Well, thank you. It's always good to have that validation as well.
I would express, now that you are aware of what the association is, that you may be moving more quickly than you realize.
Great. That's encouraging.
Well, just beyond existence.
Yes, and Linda sends her love.
Say all for mine also to her.
I will. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
My dear friend, in tremendous supportiveness and tremendous affection, as always.
Love you, Elias. Bye.